John, what's the latest with the lake effect snow? Is it still pretty much covering much of the south towns?
Yeah, the lake effect snow band is still pretty much status quo. It runs from the Lake Erie shore near Dunkirk or just north of Dunkirk through Angola and up into the southern half of the Buffalo metro area. So the worst of it right now is across the Buffalo south towns and even into Lackawanna, South Buffalo, and Lancaster, and then heading east down into Genesee and Wyoming counties. And we expect it to remain there through the morning hours. It may tend to drift south a few miles by early afternoon.
Has it been pretty much stationary overnight?
It has. Most of the night it's been across the south town, so they've been hardest hit so far.
And how much snow do you think has fallen?
Well, we've had reports of close to a foot of snow already within this band, and our spotters will be reporting in over the next hour or two as they wake up. Although, of course, with all the wind, it's pretty difficult to measure snow, but what they do is they measure in several locations and kind of take an average.
So the blizzard warning remains in effect, at least for Erie County and Genesee and Wyoming, correct?
That's correct. It's in effect through 6 a.m. tomorrow. So really, there's still a long ways to go in this event. And even outside of the main lake effect snow band, wherever there's just a little bit of snow on the ground, these winds gusting to 40 miles per hour are producing blizzard conditions with significant blowing and drifting snow.
And that's creating, obviously, poor visibility no matter where you are.
Yeah, the visibility is near zero at times, especially when the wind gusts up. So travel conditions are very, very difficult at the very least, and in some cases even nearly impossible.
Well, what's the forecast calling for with this lake snow? I mean, you say it may shift a little bit further to the south. How long might it last?
It's going to last through the day and into most of the night. We do expect a gradual weakening trend as we go through the overnight hours into Thursday morning, but really we still have all day today and probably the first half of tonight of fairly heavy lake effect snow before it begins to diminish towards Thursday morning.
What about the city of Buffalo? Do you anticipate the city seeing any of this lake effect snow today?
Well, absolutely. They're already seeing it in the southern half of the city. There's going to be a big difference, though, as you go across the city. North Buffalo will see considerably lighter amounts than the southern half of the city, but I think South Buffalo, Kaisertown areas may see as much as the south towns do.
In terms of the cold weather, obviously everyone is having to contend with the cold temperatures. And wind chills still throughout the day today are going to be sub-zero?
Yeah, the wind chills are running 30 below, in some cases as cold as 40 below in the southern tier right now. And the temperatures will come up just a little bit today through the single numbers, but the wind may even increase a little more. So that'll keep wind chills in the 20 to 30 below zero range right through today and even into this evening.
And in terms of temperatures, when might we see some relief in those cold temperatures?
Well, it's going to warm up just a little bit tomorrow. We'll at least make it into the teens tomorrow. But then there is some good news towards the end of the week. It looks like by Friday we'll be back into the 30s and into the 40s over the weekend. So there is light at the end of the tunnel.
John, and when you talk about lake effect snow, we're obviously seeing the full force of lake effect snow today. How much longer might we see that into the season? Is that lake any closer to freezing over?
There's just a little bit of ice right now. There's about 5 miles or so of ice at the far northeastern tip near Buffalo, and also the western end is frozen over near Toledo, but about 80 or 90% of the lake is still open. Now, typically in an average year, it freezes over enough to end the lake effects by very late January or early February, and that's probably going to be the case this year. We probably need a few more weeks of cold weather to freeze it up.
And certainly a much more traditional winter is what we're experiencing in western New York this year.
It is, yeah. We were really spoiled the last 2 years. Have been very mild winters without much snow. This year, we're definitely ahead of average in the snowfall department and a little colder than average, but you know, this year is closer to normal than the past two have been.
So bottom line is we've got at least another day and possibly another night of very wintry weather to contend with.
Yes, we do. And tomorrow travel conditions will improve as the lake effect snow weakens.
All right. Very good. John Hitchcock from the National Weather Service. Thanks so much for your time.
You're welcome.